Ryan Garcia, Russell Brand, and Justin Bieber have publicly made declarations of their faith in Christ, and yet have also continued to practice things that are contrary to the Christian faith. As we look at not only them, but others, such as Kanye West, who have not only had their behavior shown to be contrary to the gospel, but have even gone into blasphemous rants against the very same Jesus they once proclaimed to believe in. Stay with us as we look at these and other stories on the 5:11 News. Welcome back to the 5:11 News. I'm your host, Chad Davidson of Good Fight Ministries. And on today's episode, we're going to be looking at many of those who have made a profession of faith more recently and whether or not we can actually look at them and say, wow, this is a great example of people coming to know Jesus Christ, or are they actually leading people astray in many other different ways. But before we get into that, we would love if you would like this video and subscribe to the Good Fight Ministries YouTube channel, as well as leave a 5-star review if you feel so led. If you're listening to this via podcast, all of that stuff we always say at the very beginning of the video because it helps to get these videos out more. So you are helping in that and aiding in people hopefully having their mind renewed in Christ, hopefully taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. With all that being said, specifically because we're talking about social media, we have a not only Instagram page, but we have a Twitter page, and we've actually reached out to a number of the people we're going to be talking about today publicly, some privately, written messages, and so forth, try to make connections to talk with them as well. And one of those happens to be Ryan Garcia. Now, for quite a few weeks, people have written into Good Fight Ministries, hey, do you guys want to talk about Ryan Garcia? He's exposing all this wickedness. He's doing all this. He fought Devin Haney. He beat him. Devin Haney's a Muslim. Ryan Garcia is a Christian. And I'm going to read some of the tweets that point to the fact that he has openly professed that Jesus Christ is not only king, but that he actually follows him. Here are just a few of the tweets that I found. Jesus, I can't do anything without you. I am nothing without you. Faith without works is dead, but without your strength, I'm as good as the next. With you, I'm invincible. I love you. My love note is strong. Yeshua, you have my heart and my soul. Nothing can stop that. I need you. Love, the only thing that can save this world, the love of Christ, all that the world is coming to. He also tweeted out, Jesus is coming back. No weapon against me shall prosper. Now, a lot of people will see that and go, wow, clearly this guy loves Jesus. He also came out and was in the middle of promoting his fight, also talked about some of the evils that were going on, bringing out a lot of what P. Diddy was doing, which a lot of people found interesting. But I want to read some of those tweets that he tweeted out saying he was going to expose all of the wicked behavior that's going on. And he said this, quote, I fall down out of agony. No one is protecting the kids. They scream out through blood and we stand back. Another tweet he wrote, he said, quote, they auction off kids. Another tweet he said, no one cares. Kids are being eaten and I'm crazy. Nah. So a lot of people are saying, look, this is a guy who's proclaiming Christ. He's exposing this wicked stuff that is going on. Like, you guys need to talk to this guy. You need to see what's going on. He filmed a video and people are saying, is this all true? Is it all fake? And then afterwards, he actually went on Patrick Bet-David's show and discussed some of the interesting behavior, because it wasn't just this that he was saying. He was also twitching during interviews. It looked like he was on drugs. I mean, he was really, ultimately, was he playing a character? And they actually answered that question.
Ryan Garcia is about to pull the first ever social media rope-a-dope. You heard it here. Meaning, he's telling me that you trolled the entire world with the fight.
Yeah,
so was this all an act? What part of it was real? Tell us about it.
I mean, my cameraman Chance, Ajay's there. Hey, we have it pre-recorded months ago. What did I say was going to happen? I said, I'm about to make sure everybody thinks I'm going to go crazy. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Why? Wow, this is going to be called the Great Escape. Like, I have it all documented. I was already planning it, weeks and weeks and months behind.
Now, when you listen to that, you're going to think, oh, okay, so all that stuff he talked about exposing was actually just fake. No, I don't think he was saying that was, because later in that very interview, he actually says, Well, no, the kids are, this is happening to them. And I've actually seen videos of kids being taken advantage of. And I've seen some crazy stuff. And we're supposed to go to Congress, supposed to do all this. So a lot of people have come alongside Ryan Garcia. I've seen video after video, people excited. Look, Jesus beat Muhammad, right? That is a fact, but it had nothing to do with a boxing match. And so people were looking at that and everyone was really excited about that. So I was also looking at Ryan Garcia and some of the other things that he was saying and was doing. And this video right here is a lead up to the fight, actually just right before the fight's gonna happen, and just see how he communicates with other people.
Hey, where's your mama at, baby? Where's your mama? Oh, I'm gonna go flirt with your mama. Ooh, she got me fine as yeah, I want some of your mama. I want your mama now. Your mama probably in my DMs. You, I'm talking about my mom before. Yeah, that fear coming in your mouth like a dog. I'll put my in your mouth.
Not only does he have foul mouth rants where he talks about sleeping with someone's mother, but he also just apparently tested positive. Now, some people are saying that he's being framed. That's what he's saying. He said he's just the only, I guess the only substance he's on is Jesus, according to him. But he also said this in a video regarding the positive test that he has.
I don't even know what Ostarine is. What is Ostarine? I don't even know what that is. I was on tequila. Tequila, that's it. If tequila got steroids, that's crazy. I'm guilty.
Now, Ryan Garcia, who proclaims Christ, uses foul language, brags about sleeping with people, is in a relationship right now with an adult entertainment star. And yes, if you're asking why I say adult entertainment, it's because YouTube really loves to push your videos down if you call it the disgusting thing that it really is. But nonetheless, you're seeing all this and you're like, how are you speaking out of both sides of your mouth here? This is pretty bad. And he does talk about, even in that Patrick Beck David interview, how much he loves alcohol. And he says he's the only thing he tests positive for is tequila. And he's fornicating and bragging about it, but yet proclaiming Christ. And guys, I'm going to have Pastor Joe Schimmel on a little bit later because this is not in keeping with the fruit of repentance. This is not at all what it means to be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 John chapter 1 is very clear that God is light. In him, there is no darkness at all. If you say that you know him and yet walk in darkness, you lie and do not practice the truth. You don't really know him. So we're going to bring him on later, and he's going through a series, actually right now, a continued series at our fellowship at Blessed Hope Chapel. You guys can check that out on the YouTube channel anytime you would like, on what true repentance is, because some people give false gospels. They say repentance doesn't even exist anymore, or it's just this, or it's just that, or you can't even preach repentance when you're sharing the gospel. And so he's been correcting a lot of that for a while. And I want you guys to check out that series if you want to get deeper on that. Also, Ryan Garcia didn't stop at talking about Diddy and Devin Haney or Gervonta Davis and all these different avenues, Bohemian Grove. And he did say he believes all those things are true, and he wasn't joking about that. But he talked also about Kanye West, which is very interesting. He said this, quote, "Why is Kanye mad at me for saying no Diddy? He lost it when he said he was the new Jesus." Now, for those who do not know and haven't been keeping up to date on Kanye West, there was a time where he called himself Yeezus. Then there was a time where he claimed to have repented. And during that time that he said he had repented and turned to Christ and was going to a church that exposits the word of God, and then got the fangs of Joel Osteen and other teachers into him and so forth. A lot of that, a lot of people thought, oh, we're so excited. In fact, anyone that would question whether or not Kanye was truly a blood-bought believer was basically considered anathema and a Pharisee, because you're questioning, well, why don't we wait and see if there's going to be fruit? And the fruit has kind of been bore out. And that's a sad thing, because there's a lot of, I believe, well-meaning believers that have egg on their face. And it's not to say that we don't root for people that make these professions of faith and want to go, yes, we got a follower of Jesus, praise the Lord. He can do a lot of good, a lot of impact, because a lot of people follow him, and he can say, hey, I've been leading you astray, now go the right way. And he was coming against the adult entertainment industry and everything that was going on there. And he even came out against killing babies in the womb. And it was like, wow, there was a lot of good stuff. But there was like, wait a second, there are a lot of things that were like, are not adding up. and he's been all over the place. And most recently, he claimed that he's a God. He's a God of himself, supposedly. He claimed that he cried out to Jesus and Jesus didn't answer his prayers. And I'm going to talk about that with Joe and bring that up specifically, because I think it's important to know what the scripture says regarding people who would say, oh, Jesus wasn't answering my prayers when I'm doing all these things. But Kanye West, I want you to see this video where he talks about the dangers of that wicked industry and the effects it had on him as a young person.
When I was young and I would go to the video store, if I wanted to go into the adult section, it was a curtain. It was a person sitting there watching, making sure that kids didn't go in. If the kids went into that section, there was a video camera and they would have you be escorted out of that section. Now that section is forced through TikTok. That section is subverted and kind of mixed with the drink inside of music directed at children, inside of content through Disney, on Hulu, which is Disney also, and in so many branded commercials to confuse children and to sexualize our children way too early.
For me, Playboy was my gateway into full-on pornography addiction. My dad had a Playboy left out at age 5, and it's affected almost every choice I made for the rest of my life, from age 5 to now, having to kick the habit. And it just presents itself in the open, like it's okay. And I stand up and say, you know, it's not okay.
And while that is true, that what he said was true and it affected him and messed him up, the sad thing is it has come out now, and he posted this on his own YouTube channel saying he is starting his own company as well to promote the very filth that he said wrecked his life. It is very sad, and he is not the only one who has shown and understood this is the wickedness that I'm falling in and I shouldn't be doing anymore, and then goes back like a pig who's been washed, going back into the mire. In fact, one of the saddest things, if you actually watch Brian Head Welch of Korn, he had stated about the power that his music had over people, and that when he was at the lowest place in his life, it was when his little daughter was singing one of his songs. And instead of me describing it, I'm going to let Brian Head Welch describe it.
There's a high when you go on stage and you see all these people like just loving your music and loving you and stuff. And there's these girls and all these people going, worshiping me. When you see all those people just going nuts for you, it's like, you know, it puffs you up inside. You're like, you know, I'm important. My life just was like spinning out of control. And Janae had come out on one of the tours in the U.S. I just remember her skipping around the house singing one of our Korn songs called Adidas.
All day I dream about sex.
And I'm like going,
what am I doing? I'm a junkie.
My daughter's singing All Day I Dream About Sex, and I'm gonna die.
Basically showcasing he was the biggest loser in the world because of the songs that he was singing, his daughter was then singing. But if you guys don't know, Brian Head Welch has gone back to Korn, and for a number of years has been back playing with them again, still professing to know Christ. But yet, when it comes to promoting this stuff, his daughter, that he was disgusted seeing her sing those songs, he's now getting more and more people to sing along as well as he plays guitar right next to Jonathan Davis as they sing this stuff. It is heartbreaking. It is sad to watch. And the last one I want to talk about before I bring on Pastor Joe is Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber, and if you haven't seen, and we brought up Diddy a little bit earlier with Ryan Garcia, if you haven't seen our video that was most recently done on the Super Bowl that Pastor Joe did, you guys have to check it out. And this clip is actually contained in there. And this is Justin Bieber, who has made a profession of faith. And I can't get too far into it because we have other aspects we want to talk about. But his wife now, both of them have claimed to be Christians, going to church together. His wife has been seen promoting Planned Parenthood next to other God haters. I mean, pretty sad stuff going on. And Justin Bieber, who has made these professions of faith clearly and has been discipled by horrible people, and not just Carl Lentz, but also Judah Smith, he talks about here how horrible it was with all the stuff that was going on and what he would do when he was at a very, very low point.
There was a time where I was sipping lean, I was popping pills, I was doing Molly, shrooms, everything.
I decided to stop because I felt like I was dying. My security and stuff were coming into the room at night to check my pulse. Like, people don't know how serious it got. Like, it was legit crazy scary. I was waking up in the morning and the first thing I was doing is popping pills and smoking a blunt and starting my day.
And you watch him there talking about this lowest place in his life and how he would be smoking blunts. But then in one of the more recent videos we have of him giving Jaden Smith, Will Smith's son, a kiss on the cheek, maybe notice that he's also lighting up a blunt. When we're looking at that, obviously it looks like that's what, you know, Justin Bieber there at Coachella, lighting that up. And by the way, after Ryan Garcia beat Devin Haney, he was lighting up a blunt as well and bragging about smoking on his Devin Haney pack. But when I look at that, Joe, one of the things that bothers me, and I brought Pastor Joe on to discuss this, because I got saved after watching They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, and that was only after I had become an atheist at a church. And the reason why I became an atheist at a church is because I was in my lowest of lows at the time, and I was having a party the night before, was invited to a church, not Blessed Hope Chapel, praise the living God, but I was invited to a church with some friends, and I went, and the same people that were at my house drinking and partying, they were the same ones in front of me that were raising up their hands at Sunday worship. And that was when I decided at that moment, I do not believe in God. He is not real, and I don't like him either. And that was my hardened heart. And God used that just as Jesus warned that the Pharisees themselves, they shut up the kingdom of God to people and they themselves would not enter. So this hypocrisy, Joe, and that's probably why we talk about it a lot on 511 News, on Good Fight Radio Show. When people proclaim Christ and then act completely unlike a Christian, it's nowhere found in scripture. It's a doctrine that is taught in churches that I believe is hellbound. It's a warned in Jude that we're supposed to stand up for the gospel because people are going to creep in unnoticed, trading the grace of God for a license of immorality. And Joe, when I see all this stuff, it breaks my heart because I believe there are people that are going to make professions of faith without actually ever following Christ. And these celebrities that are pushed upon us as these are the believers, I really do believe these are helping to lead people even further away from God when people should be getting closer to him.
Well, we saw even in Jesus' day, Chad, we saw that Jesus talked about false prophets who they were workers of lawlessness. Even though they looked like sheep, they were ravenous wolves. We see that also it mentions in Titus 1:16, they profess to know him, but by their works they deny him. Jesus rebuked people in his day. They praised him with their lips, but he says their hearts were far from him. We have that same problem today because Paul prophesied last days terrible times would come. He talked about people would have a form of godliness but deny the power thereof, and they'd be lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, like so many of these celebrities. And a lot of it starts right at the top, Chad, because you have guys like Steven Anderson, who's a very popular teacher out there, showing how to go witnessing door to door.
If you were to die today, are you 100% sure that you're going to heaven?
Well, I think so. I'm a pretty good person.
It says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Mm-hmm. So we all have sinned.
Right, of course.
I've sinned, you've sinned. Yeah. Okay, and not only that, but the Bible says we come short. Mm-hmm. So do we measure up to what God expects? No, I mean, we come short. And we've all sinned. Well, there's a punishment for our sin. The Bible says right here in Romans 6:23, mm-hmm. It says, for the wages of sin is death. So here's what God did for us. It says in Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I'm going to show you one last verse that kind of ties the whole thing together. Okay, and this will wrap up the whole thing. It says right here, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, is a gift something you have to earn, or is it free?
A gift is free.
He's not going to take it away from you. You can't. What I'm trying to say is you can't lose your salvation. I mean, once you're saved, it's eternal life. Okay, it lasts. Do you know what eternal means?
It's forever.
Forever. Could you ever lose it? I mean, think about it. If I said, Dave, I'm giving you this Bible forever, and then I took it back for any reason, was I telling the truth when I said I was giving it to you forever? No. So if I say I'm giving it to you forever, it better last forever. Okay? So God has given to us eternal life. That's going to last forever. You can't lose it. Jesus said it this way, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Okay? So no matter if you quit church, even if you did something awful, like kill somebody or even kill yourself.
You know, Joe, I've heard that clip, and I know you might thinking, oh, this is that fringe guy who's pressing, I want to press a button to kill all homosexuals. But guys like Charles Stanley have books out there called Eternal Security that teach something very, very similar. Yep. There are quotes you can find where people teach these very similar things that while what he's saying is bombastic and, you know, what he's saying seems like really, really tantalating and want to listen to it. And I can't believe he would say something like that. This is the logical conclusion of false doctrine that would teach such a thing. And so that's why we have to showcase that. You guys have to see that this is where this goes. Yeah. Ultimately, when your logical conclusions are, well, once you make this profession, you can do whatever you want. And so, Joe, one of the things that bothers me is it does seem like a lot of people want their faith substantiated because a popular person also like they don't even have, it's not like they got a degree in something or studied, you know, a bunch, but they happen to have this experience and you have this celebrity. And so now, wait, Justin Bieber's a Christian. So, oh man, Tom Hanks, I can be a Christian. And I feel it. I'm so disheartened by this because we have Jesus Christ. We don't need a celebrity. We have Jesus Christ. We have his word. We have his church, the people he died for. Amen. Like it breaks my heart, Joe. And so, you know, speaking to that, this idea of the celebrity conversion, because I think there's an end times problem here too.
Absolutely.
Where all this is going, but the celebrity conversion and people that needing of a celebrity to confirm and substantiate the faith they're supposed to have, I think it is really detrimental.
Well, since you brought up the end time perspective, then let's look at it from that perspective. God has his two church, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, right? But there's Satan's church, and it's called Mystery Babylon. It's the great harlot, the whore of Babylon. And just as the Antichrist makes himself look like he's the Messiah and the false prophet looks like a lamb like Christ and so forth, the false satanic church in the end times looks like it represents a form of Christianity. And Satan's a great counterfeiter, right? So he does that. She's the whore, though. She's not the bride. And just as we're called to be all things to all people, Chad, that we might win some, well, Satan counterfeits that. He has his celebrities, a lot of times, become Christians. So he can bring Christians back into his fold as they advertise smoking blunts and getting drunk on tequila and all these things and just wicked language and perverse lifestyles as though that's Christianity. And because people are starstruck. So what are the stars doing? Well, these guys are you know, paragons of virtue now because they love Jesus. But you have to test the fruit. And the crazy thing is, Chad, with Ryan Garcia, my heart is that he be totally, truly delivered by Jesus Christ and totally surrender to Christ and say, God, have mercy on me and truly pick up his cross, deny himself and follow him. And I don't know if it's the teaching that's over him or his own, you know, making it up as he goes, but it does indeed break our hearts because he doesn't live very far from us, you know. And I would just say this as well, Chad, when you look at Taylor Swift, oh, she's got the Tennessee, you know, Christian values and so forth. Man, she just put out her brand new album. We just covered it where she's singing gathered together with a coven, a witch's coven, around a sorceress table, and a woman of faith would be, you know, she's contrast herself with a woman of faith, being a Christian woman. But oh no, she's a Christian, and she's just in. And then we just did a whole thing on which people, you know, can see or will see on Russell Brand. He's post with his baptism the same day, right?
Yep.
Tarot cards. He's talking about what the tarot cards mean. And then he says, even if you disagree, you know, I can't deny that this really makes me reflect on things. I was like, what in the world is going on here? You've got these guys literally saying, look, this is my Christian baptism day. Oh, and by the way, tarot cards, aren't they awesome? That's Satan's way of, until he repents and gets right with God, of saying, come back into my fold. You know, you'll be able to, that's going to be way cooler for a lot of people than being baptized as they check him out. Oh, this is, you can be a Christian and do this. The Bible says of Babylon, Revelation chapter 18, verse 4, come out of my people, lest you partake of her sins and you partake of her plagues, which is the bowls of wrath that are about ready to fall on her.
Wow. Yeah, it is kind of, it really breaks my heart when I'm watching those things. And, you know, Ryan Garcia, and you mentioned this and it really stuck in my head because I watched that interview he did with Patrick Bet-David. And when he sat down with him, one of the things he said about the messages and the things that he was posting, that a lot of these messages were given to him by God. God told him to write these things. But he said the enemy will try to come too and tell him what to write. And I thought,
sounds like Muhammad.
Yeah, right? Right? And I'm looking at this and I'm like, man, this is so sad. And, You know, we've talked about this at length off and on air. I mean, a lot of this comes down to being discipled properly as well. So if Ryan Garcia was a part of a fellowship and having brothers and sisters in Christ watching over him, I don't think they'd be pushing him to, if they love Jesus, they're not just yes men. And that's one of the biggest, it's one of the biggest things that takes place. Somebody might come to Christ that could be influential, and then someone comes over and they become a yes man. Instead of, what is the word of God to do? It's to correct and train in righteousness so the man of God can be adequately equipped for every good work.
Amen.
So if you're a brother or sister in Christ and you know someone is befallen to these false doctrines that are telling you live whatever you like, just make sure you expose some wickedness here. And sometimes, I don't know, but sometimes I think the enemy goes, oh, look, there's actually something wicked going on. So I'll have this guy who looks crazy, Alex Jones.
You think I'm a coward like you?
I'll have him, you know, say, expose it and all this stuff. And then I'll just be like, oh, he's crazy. So
that's,
it must
that's
all
a big
be
part
fake.
Of the strategy, I believe.
I really do believe. Yeah. Whether you think it's a government psyop, as plenty of people believe, or you really understand what it truly is, which is
it's
the
spiritual.
Enemy. It's spiritual.
Yeah. And we need to be praying for, I am very concerned for Ryan's soul,
amen.
But I'm also concerned for him physically. I mean, he seems like he's in a very vulnerable state. I don't know who all is around him and so forth. But be praying for these people that they truly repent. At the same time, Chad, we need to make sure that we don't get sucked into their narratives and say, ah, oh, this is Christianity, because that's what the enemy wants us to do.
Amen. And we also wanted to leave on a bit of an encouragement on people that we have seen that have come out of the limelight. Granger Smith, we talked about him quite a few months ago, maybe even over a year ago, when he said, I'm going to leave the country music scene and I'm going to really follow Christ. And, you know, praise the Lord, he just spoke at a friend of mine, actually a young lady. She has led worship at our women's retreat, at our fellowship as well. And awesome girl. And Granger just came and spoke at her church. And she was like, it was an awesome message. I was like, wow, praise God. That's really awesome. He seems to really, and we had someone write into us. Hey, he just spoke at our church. He's doing a great job presenting the gospel. I was like, wow, praise God. It's great to see people walking in the truth. But one of my favorites, Joe, and my wife for our anniversary just got me two portraits with a poem on them written by C.T. Studd. And first of all, I think it's one of the coolest names of all time, but he was an awesome missionary. And he was, you know, in Congo. He was part of the Cambridge Seven. He has an awesome story I can't get all into, but I don't want to end this on a bad note, because I want to end this on a good note, Joe, because we know that people are making professions and saying all this, but there are some people who have come to Christ and really, they actually ran the race with endurance.
Amen.
And so when I look at somebody like C.T. Studd, this was a person who was a celebrity of his day in cricket. And I know maybe in modern times, other places, cricket's the number one thing. Like, I think Instagram followers and stuff, the cricket players have way more than anyone else.
Huge in India.
Huge in India. Huge still in Australia and in England. But he was one of the best, and his brother, one of the best in the world. His dad, they were very, very rich. And his dad ended up coming to Christ. And his entire goal, and he died at a young age, his entire goal was to see his children and forget about the wealth that he had. He was a very extremely wealthy man. He wanted to see his children come to Christ, and he would bring missionaries to come and share with him. He would have guys come and speak to him over and over again, and they would mock the people. The young brothers who ended up being celebrities of their day would mock the people coming to share the gospel with them, and then privately would give their lives to Christ. And what was crazy was C.T. watched his own brother die. And that was a turning point where he realized he was living a lascivious life in college that was not the life of a Christian. And it is what changed him. And he did write the poem, Only One Life. And I love that poem. Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. And when I am dying, how happy I'll be if the lamp of my life was burned out for thee.
And beautiful.
I love it, Joe, because he ran his race with endurance. He was in Congo and died on the mission field.
Praise God.
And those are the kind of people we want to talk about, we want to lift up, because, Joe, Jesus Christ truly did die for the sins of the world. He was buried and rose again on the third day according to the scriptures. And if you believe that, trust in it, put the Lord Jesus Christ on,
amen,
and hold fast to it, you will be saved. So don't follow celebrities. Follow Jesus.
Amen.
Read his word. Amen. This has been Pastor Joe Schimmel and Chad Davidson. This is the 511 News.
The 511 News with Chad Davidson has been brought to you by Good Fight Ministries, bringing you news and commentary from a Christian perspective. This show can be heard every Friday wherever podcast shows are available, or visit 511news.org. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to being with you next week on the 5:11 News.